Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
A beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring, and now I feel so serene. Love is a beautiful thing. You took me out on a date. You said you just couldn't wait. And now I'm feeling alive. It's such a wonderful night. Love is a beautiful thing. Yes, you gave me your ring, and now I feel just the rain. a beautiful thing. Thank you.
cultivate your spirituality with visionary practices of a higher nature in your own home and at your own pace. Empower You Metaphysical Academy, Yusui Reiki, Amadeus Shamanic Healing, Karuna Reiki, Celtic Reiki, and many more energy attunements and modalities available. Learn in the privacy of your own home. Attunements and energy activations offered via telephone with downloadable certifications. Very affordable, very accessible, and very interesting. Go to http://empower-u-academy.org. That's empower-u-academy.org.
And welcome to WGGM Radio. We had a little glitch a few minutes ago, which was really fun. I totally lost the music right in the middle of a live, one of my favorite songs that I actually love to play right before the show. So I stuck a commercial on when we got back up again, and I also stuck on a song about animals, because one of the things that's interesting about living dangerously is you're always living on the edge. You're always wondering, you know, what's going to happen next? How are you going to get through it? Are you actually going to be able to do your show today, or is something going to mess up? Well, in this case, it did mess up for a few minutes, but we're back on the air, and it's really cool. Earlier, you heard Orville Byrd. He is the guy that starts off my radio show with a beautiful Native American piece that he does about respecting the earth, which I got to hear a lot of this weekend. We heard a lot of banging drums and a lot of, you know, interesting sounds this weekend with flutes and many things. And we were among tons and tons and tons of crystals and even some tie-dye shirts like Bethany has on in the kitchen, which is amazing. We were actually going through that this week because we went to a festival and we had the singing solo artist walking down the park playing her guitar with her Gibson, which was, you know, really fun. You heard one of her original songs today too, Bethany Caudill's Love is a Beautiful Thing. You can find that on YouTube when you search for Love is a Beautiful Thing and put in Mind with Teeth, because Brittany Thompson, our lovely videographer, did those for us, and they're cute little music videos that were actually done in St. Louis. And Tammy Chapman is starring in one of them. Today's her birthday, so shout out to Tammy. Happy birthday from me and Bethany. And so we're just all excited. I was all over the map yesterday between Branson, Missouri and St. Louis and somewhere in between, and holistic massages going on and all kinds of great stuff. Bells and whistles and concerts and more. It's great. My guest today is from Florida. She is awesome. We usually run into each other at a lot of these things. I met her at a healing event a few years ago with some people named Elsa and Carrie Stokes. They're a married couple. And Marcia is an investigator by day, a private investigator, and then a healer by night. Marcia is a licensed private investigator in Florida, and she's a talented healer the rest of the time. And almost 6 years ago, after having been laid off from her corporate job with a global risk consulting firm, Marcia became reconnected to her passion for metaphysical study and alternative healing. So today, Marcia continues to work as a freelance private investigator, which is totally awesome, and she maintains an active healing practice. So Marcia is an accomplished angel card reader. She's very accurate and talented. I ought to know. I've had some readings by her, and she's also blown her kids away, too, with some of the things that she says. She's made a couple of predictions for Bethany, too, that have actually come true, so that's really interesting. So anyway, through Marcia's healings and readings, she provides clients from all over the United States, Canada, some remarkable insights for personal growth and direction. Marcia also does mediumship. She's certified, and she's also an angel theta healing practitioner and a Mesa carrier in the Peruvian shamanic tradition, incorporating shamanic ceremony and practices in her work with clients. So Marcia lives in South Florida. I know we're going to get down there sometime, and we're going to see each other again, and I might hijack Bethany and bring her with us so she can see the beach for the first time. So Marcia's been there for 11 years, and she's got two grown daughters, and it's really amazing. And if you want to find out more about Marcia or you want a reading, you can email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com, and she's also on Facebook as Marcia Shulman, S-H-U-L-M-A-N. If you want to call in today, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We're going to be taking questions, I do know that, in the chat room. And also, you know, you can call in. If you want to find out more about me or get a reading from me, you can email me at starwaya@hotmail.com. That's starwaya@hotmail.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. Anyway, check out Marcia. She's pretty good and pretty cool, and she will just tell it like it is. Believe me, I know. She's an awesome reader. I'm going to bring her live now, and we're going to talk a little bit more. Welcome to the show, Marcia. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you for that lovely introduction.
You're welcome. Well, you're just such an awesome. You're just such an awesome friend.
Oh, thank you. I got a little scared there when there was that dead space, you know, at the beginning of the show, and I thought, am I still connected, you know? But I looked at my phone, and it still said I was on, so I'm glad you cleared that up, what has actually happened.
Well, I usually do with callers, and this is common. It either happens during a retrograde, which we're going through a full moon, a retrograde, okay, and I think we even had an eclipse somewhere in there. Sometimes Blog Talk Radio is just glitchy. And some days it could be Mercury retrograde. But I do know that I think it was probably a combination of both, because when I called in this morning to prepare for my show, it said, we're sorry, we're having technical difficulties. And I went, okay, that's not good. And then I saw you call in, and I thought, awesome, she's here, this is great. And I mean, this is just a typical day for anybody. You call in, something happens, you know, the mail goes to somebody else's house, you know, you dial the wrong phone number, you lose a jacket.
Right.
We had an incident when we were at the hotel. It was really weird. Bethany could have sworn she had her jacket on when we were in the hotel, and we got home, and it was here on the dresser. And I said, well, I know you had a jacket on, But, you know, I really wasn't thinking about what kind of a jacket she had on or anything. But I told her, I think that's the jacket you had on, and here it was here. And I thought, well, unless she has identical jackets, that's pretty interesting. But we ended up finding her jacket. So we have many things that happen to us during retrograde, you know, mess ups, you know, bleeps and blops. And look at what happened today, you know, dead silence, and you're going, did I just disconnect or did it shut down? So everything happens to people during retrograde.
Well, I guess we can expect the unexpected on today's show, right?
Absolutely. The unexpected comes from everywhere. But, you know, we had an interesting week traveling, and I'm sure you've had some interesting experiences too. But, you know, a lot of times we find that while this is going on, you know, computers mess up, phones mess up, you know, any electronics or whatever mess up. I just call it, well, it's just another day. Let's just keep going and see what kind of surprises happen next.
Right. Well, I was going to talk about for a few minutes that awesome eclipse moon, red moon, and super moon
yes.
we had last night. That was incredible. And one of the things to come out of it was I met some of my neighbors that, you know, live in the building that I normally don't get to see because we were all outside, you know, looking up at the sky. And, you know, of course, you know, we have to talk while we're doing it. But,
of course.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I couldn't get a picture of it, though, unfortunately, with my iPhone. My phone does not take good pictures. But several friends have posted their pictures on Facebook, and, you know, they've captured, you know, just majestic pictures of the moon in each of the phases.
That's wonderful. I think when we were going through, there were some clouds over the moon. I know at one period we did see the moon, and it was very full, and it was very beautiful. And then it got cloudy our way a little bit on Sunday, I believe. But we did see some stuff on Saturday that was pretty amazing. So I'm glad you got to go out and see the moon and see all the amazing changes in it.
Yeah. I had to go outside because my, you know, I live in a condo building, and my apartment faces in the wrong direction. So from my balcony, I cannot see the moon, believe it or not.
Right.
And, so I had to actually go outside to watch it. And then I had to go to two different places to start off. I was downstairs on the first, you know, level, the ground level. And then as the moon shifted positions, I had to go to the pool deck level, which is on two. And then, you know, as the night progressed, I'm sure it moved, you know, higher in the sky and across. So, yeah, I went out three separate times to catch the different phases of it, and it was pretty exciting. So
that sounds really exciting. I know when we looked at it, there were rings around it. We at one point had stopped and looked up as we were coming in, and there was circles of purple and gold and some green. It was pretty
neat.
And we have a person in the chat room here that says that they took a really beautiful picture with their phone, and that they live on a mountain. They live on a mountain view, so it was in front of them, and it was beautiful.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I think city lights also, you know, contribute to not being able to see it as clearly, although, you know, some of the pictures really that I've seen on Facebook really showed the redness. A deep rust when I saw it, but it wasn't capturable on the phone. It just blended in with the rest of the sky when I did take a picture.
Yeah.
But, you know, the one of the other side effects of the moon, the super moon, being so close to the Earth at this particular time, is that the tides increase. You get, you know, bigger tide swells. And so I noticed on the news last night that many homeowners who live either next to a seawall or are, you know, have rather low properties, have water, seawater approaching their front doors, and they were getting kind of concerned because their backyards had already flooded, and one gentleman said he was going to have to dig out his sandbags, you know, to put in front of the door, and my heart went out to those people because, you know, you just don't expect it. You expect storms, hurricanes, things like that, tropical storms that, you know, can cause damage in and of itself, but you don't think about the ocean actually coming up to your front door. So mm-hmm. I really felt bad for them. But that's, I guess, one of the downsides of living, you know, right near the ocean or on the ocean.
So. Absolutely. Well, you know, yeah, that's something that people probably don't really think about a whole lot, but that is a concern to have and to pay attention to also.
Yes. And they were warning about it on the weather, on the, you know, news and weather, that people who live near the water needed to be aware that the ocean tides were going to, you know, be much stronger and that there would be a lot of higher swells, and to, you know, be on the alert. So they did have warning, but, you know, you're not, most people aren't prepared for that, even though they know they live in a area that is susceptible. They don't think about it because it happens so infrequently in their lifetime. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't, you know, living near the ocean and having sometimes to worry about hurricanes and issues with the tides, it doesn't outweigh the pluses of living near the ocean. The positive ions that are generated and just, you know, having eternal sunshine most of the time. So
those are all very, you know, healthy things, you know, being near the water, being near, I love being near water. I had someone pass me on Sunday when I was in, we went to a spa area, and this lady said, "Wow, you just vibrate water." And I thought it was so neat that she said, "Oh, you're a water spirit." Well, I really love being in the ocean when, you know, the times I visited Florida, I did love being in the ocean and being near it, you know, when I could be. And I remember my very first time actually going there. It had been, you know, a few years, my very first time back. I was really happy to go and just put my feet in the water and be in the water and, you know, just be in that water. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
is
there are very positive things.
What is your birth sign? Is it a water sign?
Well, I'm supposed to be a fire sign. I'm supposed to be a Leo. But yet this lovely lady just walked past me and she said she was admiring my fluorite necklace with a couple of other pieces that I have with it. And she said, "Wow, you're just flowing such a blue water spirit. You can see the water spirit in you." And I thought, that must mean that there is either a water sign maybe in my chart somewhere or something, because I do like a lot of the blues and purples. But it was a very interesting comment. So I find the water to be very calming.
And also, I don't know that much about astrology, but I do know that if you look at the astrological chart, you should look and see what's the exact opposite of your sign on the chart, because that does play a part in, you know, who Amanda is, the opposite sign as well as your own birth sign. And you tend to attract people who are that opposite sign because you get along well with them. But beyond that, I really don't know much about astrology, so don't ask me anything further about it.
Well, this I think was, I'm not, I am and I'm not, but I get vibes off of things, and I think she was really saying, you know, I feel the vibration, I feel the water, you know, because I had blue on. I had a very pretty blue top on, and I had my fluorite out, and she's probably feeling the, you know, water from the shirt and whatever, because it's just radiating that, because I love water. But it was very cool. So the point that you bring up about being by the sunshine and by the water, it's very healthy.
Yes, yes. And I was just thinking, you know, I have one of the things that I purchased probably around 10 years ago was Himalayan salt lamps. And I've moved so many times that each time I haven't necessarily unpacked them and unwrapped them, but I did unwrap two of them, and I've got one in my living room and one in my bedroom. But that's one of the benefits of that. They actually generate negative ions, which are so important to our health and our well-being, our emotional and mental well-being. But I was reading, someone posted something about the benefits of the Himalayan salt lamps, and one of the things that I read was that they don't have a really far reach, so you do need to put one in every room. So I was thinking, oh, I need to unwrap my other ones and plug them in the other rooms so that I can benefit from all of their negative ions wherever I go in the apartment. And actually using the Himalayan salt is very beneficial too. I use it in my cooking, and using it in a bath form is also very healing.
Yeah, very therapeutic. Yeah. I have actually used it. I've used it in the shower and in the bath also, and it's really beneficial. And I also have a little lamp that I plug in also, and sometimes I put essential oils in it because it can also be kind of a diffuser. I usually use frankincense in it, you know, just the therapeutic oils, and that's nice too. But the benefits of just having the salt lamp by itself is really amazing too, because I've actually experienced that, you know, having that around. It makes you feel really good.
It does. I have it, as I said, in my living room. The one that's plugged in, the largest one is in the living room. And I usually turn it on in the evening when I'm watching TV or doing some work and sitting on the couch, because it does make me feel good. It's definitely a noticeable difference.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I find it to be very beneficial, and I've actually used it for many things, including therapeutic sessions. So I really do enjoy, you know, just plugging one in right before a client comes, and I put essential oils on them. But I also find that I benefit from them too, just keeping one around all the time.
Right. Do you put the oil on the salt lamp itself or in a container nearby, you know, like at the base of it?
Well, it actually has a little place. It plugs in like a normal salt lamp, which is really neat. And then it has a little place that you can sit the oil inside of it, you know, just kind of like a diffuser. And it just, you know, like it's already therapeutic because it's therapeutic grade oil. And so it just kind of sits there and gives off the scent of frankincense, which is, you know, really cool. I also use a lot of frankincense on people because that's therapeutic. But I find that, you know, just the salt lamp by itself really relaxes the person and makes mm-hmm. them feel good. But I also find that I'm more clear-minded and relaxed when I use it also.
Well, I'll have to look for one that has that, like, well or place to put oil, because mine don't. So I would have to actually rig up something in order to do that.
Have them at a little store called Earthbound Trading Company. They have them in Missouri, and they have one in Springfield, Missouri, and they have one in St. Louis. They might have one where you are, and I also know they have one in Nashville. I'm pretty sure they probably have one somewhere where you are in Florida, but that I got it reasonably priced, and I was really happy with it. And they just have regular salt lamps too, and I love them.
Right. I wrote that name down. I'll look it up I'll look it up online first, and if I don't find it, I may call to see if the company, you know, if there's a central location and if they also could ship me one.
They should be able to. I know that they are online from what I remember anyway.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's amazing that you're using the ions and the salt lamp and all of that. So what's been going on in your life lately? Do you have anything you want to share with the listeners regarding that?
Well, many of you know I had a hip replacement of my left hip in February, and my recovery was quick, and I really, you know, was so pleased with the results. And at the time that I first went to the orthopedist and he did the x-rays, he had indicated that both hips, according to the x-rays, were equally as bad, and we operated on the one that was hurting me the most at the time. But in the last few months, my right hip has actually been flaring up and getting to the point where I was thinking I need to have that operated on. And when I went for my checkup, I told the orthopedist, well, I've decided I'm going to have my right hip operated on come the first of the year. And he acted kind of surprised, but then when he went to, you know, I wasn't expecting him to reach out and pull my leg, but he was going through the range of motion with first the left leg, and it was fine, no pain. I had full range of motion, but he then grabbed my right leg without my realizing he was going to do that, and I was in extreme pain. He couldn't move it without my going, ow, ow, ow. So
right.
He said, okay, I see why you want to have it. So after the first of the year, I'm going to go in for surgery again, which means a downtime of a couple of months. But, you know, now that I know what to expect, I don't have that fear there that I had in the first, you know, before the first one was done, and why I put it off for 3 years and finally couldn't put it off any longer. So that'll be after the first. I'm actually scheduled for January 29th. So I'm, you know, they say when the sun shines, you, what's that expression? You make hay or something like that when the sun shines. Well, that's me, you know, I know
what you're trying to say. Mm-hmm.
I'm getting everything in and everything done that I need to do before January 29th.
And it'll happen, and you'll be in good shape. You were in good shape the last time. It just took you a little bit of time to get back on board, but you're doing great.
Yes, I am. And, you know, one of the reasons is, of course, that I followed the doctor's instructions and the rehab therapist's instructions to do the exercises. So I'll do the same this time, and I'm not anticipating any problems.
Yeah, well, that's wonderful. And, you know, the healing helps, the prayers help, the energy work helps. It all works together.
Definitely. Yes, definitely.
Well, we have a lot of
callers.
I was just getting there. We're reading each other's minds. I've got some callers, and I was just getting ready to go there. You want to take some callers? We do have some people in the chat room. If you want to call in, the phone number is 347-237-5339. If you want to ask a question in the chat room, you can. We're going to go ahead and take some callers now, and we're going to go ahead and start here with our call list here in the switchboard, which is area code 770. You're on the line with Amanda and Marcia. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing well,
fine.
Thank you. How can we help you?
Well, I was just wondering, do you find things, or can you help me find something I've lost?
Yes, I do have a pretty good record of success for that.
Okay.
Are you in the Atlanta area?
Actually, I'm down in Florida myself. I'm just on my not on my cell phone, but on my internet computer.
Okay. So what
but
did you lose?
It's a USB drive. It's one of those black ones, you know, the Patriots black ones with red.
Okay.
And I just want to be able to locate it.
Yeah, I'm getting that it's still in your house. Do you have a second bedroom?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a computer room type thing, yeah?
Yeah, that's where it is. Because I was getting, it wasn't in your bedroom, but it was in a bedroom. So I would look a little more in that room. And I'm getting that it may not be readily seen, that it's underneath something. So you may have to lift things up to maybe papers or magazines or something that's covering it up.
You don't. In other words, it is in my possession, not. It hasn't been taken.
No, it hasn't been stolen.
No, it hasn't been taken.
Because I thought maybe my brother took it.
I'm getting a very strong no.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, so I've just got to hunt it down here.
Yeah, and you don't have to do it all at once. Just divide the room into quadrants, and maybe one day search one area, another day go to the other, until you finish the entire room. But I wouldn't leave anything unturned. I would definitely check everything.
I was thinking it was in my coffee cup here that I put all my pens in, and it there it is.
Oh, good.
I looked in this thing several times. That's so funny.
Well, spirit guided you to look again.
Yeah, you got guided.
Well, I feel better because I thought my brother's not a very nice person. And I thought he had taken it and was doing the things that he would normally do with it.
Oh, well, yeah. I'm glad that you didn't accuse him to his face and you.
Well, I wasn't ready to do that yet.
Right. Well, I'm glad you found it.
Well, you know, the thing is, it's really strange because I looked in this cup. I thought it was in this cup. I guess I should have dumped everything out.
Well, I'm happy you found it.
It makes me feel better because my brother and I have. My brother's been a problem.
Yeah, he's.
Sorry to
hear that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is I'm worried about that. He's trying to take over my parents' estate and them too, and he doesn't listen to. My parents don't listen to me about what he's done wrong, doing that's not good.
Is he older or younger than you?
Younger. He's a couple years younger than me. But the thing is what he wants to do is get his money, his hands on all their money.
Mm.
And I've already caught him in one thing.
You know, my suggestion to you would to be have a private conversation with your mom and dad and request, if they haven't already made him executor, to make you a co-executor. And that
they
way...
Won't. Yeah, they won't
they
do
won't.
It.
Mm-hmm.
See, my older brother died whenever I was 27. And ever since then, I've been treated like the black sheep of the family because I'm very independent.
Right. I feel for you.
Is there a way to get them to listen? Because, I mean, he just recently stole their bonds. I figured out what was going on, so I called the federal people on it, and then I headed up from Florida to Atlanta, and all of a sudden, whenever he heard I was coming, those bonds showed up.
You know what I would do if I were you, and then we're going to have to move on, but I would...
We are. We've got other people.
Yeah, I plan a trip and with the specific intention that you're going to get them to recognize that he, you know, isn't working in both your interests, and because intention really carries the day.
Okay.
But you have to really, you know, go plan your trip with that intention and have
okay.
a conversation with them.
Do you think that my husband coming with me would help?
Yes, I think they tend to discount
yeah.
what you say because you're a woman. Unfortunately, you know, that's, you know, part of what you're fighting against.
Yeah. Okay.
All
I,
right.
I
Thank you,
you
for calling.
On. I appreciate
you.
It.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is area code 631. You're on the line with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Hello, ladies. How are you today?
Good. Great.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, what can we do for you?
My question is, do you see me, I'm calling from New York. I live in New York. But I'm looking to relocate down to Charlotte, and I've been looking for jobs down there. And I just wanted to see if you see anything coming up relatively soon.
I'm definitely getting that you belong in Charlotte. And let's see. It's definitely going to be at least another couple of months before you find something there.
Okay.
So, have you taken a trip down there?
Yeah, I've actually recently? Had a couple of in the past few months. I've had several interviews. Actually, I just had an interview this past Monday that I thought went great, and I didn't get the job. And
right.
I have an interview tomorrow, and I'm waiting to hear from an interview that I did a few weeks ago. That starts on the 19th, and I'm waiting to hear back from them also. So, you know, I got two things kind of in the cooker, if you will, and
right.
you know, I'm still sending out resumes.
Well, I'm getting that you may get one of the two that you've already interviewed, but that the hiring process is kind of drawn out so that it may be a couple of months before you're actually relocated.
Okay. But you see something happening before the end of the year?
Yes, for sure.
Okay. Awesome. Yep, that's all I'm looking for today.
Good. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much. You ladies have a great day.
Thank you.
You
have
too.
A great day.
Bye-bye.
Our next caller is area code 914. You're on the line with Amanda and Marsha. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you.
Good. My name is Victoria.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi.
What's your question?
Do you want me to ask a question, or do you want whatever you get or messages that I should receive?
Whichever you prefer.
Okay, I'll ask a question. I have an investment property that I put on the market for a while now. And I'm wondering, do you see if it's going to sell soon? It's a four-family apartment building.
Yeah, I'm not getting it's going to sell anytime soon, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be probably 3 or 4 months yet.
Okay, it makes sense. The market is not that great anyway.
Yeah.
Do you see if there's any other messages that I should know or...
I pulled the card while you were talking, and so you actually need a chakra clearing. And you said your name's Victoria, so
yes.
after the show's over, I will clear your chakras long distance and see if you don't feel better.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that.
You're welcome. I just wrote your name down so I won't forget it.
Thank you. So I really appreciate it.
No problem.
Awesome.
Glad you called.
You have a wonderful day.
You too.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was our last caller, Marcia. It's been a pleasure. We have about 9 minutes left.
Is there anything that you had you wanted to talk about, or?
Well, is there anything else you'd like to share? I mean, this has been a wonderful, wonderful show.
Oh, thank you. I always love being on your show. You know that, and I'm willing to come on whenever you ask me. So,
thank you so much. I'm, love to have you again, too. It's just always awesome having you.
Thanks. You know, one of my friends, I let her know right before the show started that I was going to be on, and she's called in before, and she said, oh, darn, my lunch hour is almost over. I won't be able to call in. And so this is a shout-out to Lizette in case, you know, she's listening while she's working, and I always wish
her
the best.
Thank you for listening. We both appreciate it. Yeah, and we do wish you the best. Thank you for having her listen, Marcia.
Oh, you're welcome. So where's your next trip going to be, you and Bethany? You have it planned, or is it?
Well, I know we're doing some things in October. It's kind of sporadic. I think she's going to entertain somewhere, and I may be doing some more reading somewhere in St. Louis. And then I think there's a Healthy Living Expo coming up, and then a psychic fair in November. I know that's coming up probably like the 1st of November, but it's always fun. There's always something to do, whether it's entertaining or having fun or, you know, her getting a vacation. She's never been to Florida, so that's going to be exciting when she gets to go to the beach, and we'll have to visit you when we do that.
Yeah. You may have to wait till a few months after my surgery, though, because I won't be moving around.
Well, she won't be off anytime soon. She usually gets vacation more like in the summer months, so she'll have to work the winter months. But you never know, something might happen, and you know we get to a little after that. But I know it won't be anytime soon. But I know she's never been to the beach, so that'll be exciting for her to experience that for the first time. But you know, it's just always fun to travel, and I absolutely loved the classes that we took together and the readings that you do, and the experiences you had with your kids is just awesome that you've been, you know, dead on so many times with the readings that you do. And I just appreciate you coming on here and reading everybody and working with everybody and shouting out to everybody to get a hold of you for readings in the future. So it's awesome.
Thank you. I'm actually working on getting my website ready to go live. It'll probably still be another couple of months, but that's something that, you know, I kept saying I wanted to have a website, and you know, with everything else going on, there just wasn't time. Although from time to time I would start writing copy that I wanted to put on there. And I'm in a seminar, and one of the things that we had to do as part of the seminar is take on a project. And so I took on my, you know, getting my website together, and actually by the end of the seminar, getting it live. So the seminar's not over until the end of November, and so I still have a little bit of time, not too much, and, you know, I have made some progress, so I'm happy for that.
Nice. That's amazing.
Yeah, in fact, sometimes I think I've taken on too much, because I'm actually in another course, too, and I got homework for that, and I'm getting behind. So at the moment, I feel like, why did I do this? Because I definitely am responsible for taking, you know, both of these things on myself. And I think that's human nature, is to think, oh, you know, this will be great. Oh, I want to do that. And then, you know, we find ourselves loaded down with responsibility that we took on. But I'll be so relieved once I get my website up. I'll feel like it's been a major accomplishment.
It Yeah, just you feel like you're just so relieved once that happens. We have another person in here who wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Marilyn. I'm going to bring her on the line so she can talk to you. Hi there, Marilyn.
Hi, ladies. Hi, Marcia. How are you
doing? Hi. I'm doing great. I'm so glad
we've been able to
connect through Facebook since you called the last time I was on.
I know. You keeping up with me?
I sure am.
I know. You like my stories, I do?
Yes, I do.
Oh, it's funny. I have a question for you, Marcia.
Okay.
I have a son, a 26-year-old. He's my baby. There's this girl he was with, and he's not with her anymore. And she's saying she's pregnant. And she is pregnant. I mean, we do know she is pregnant. But we're wondering if it's his or not.
No, I'm getting a definite no, it's not. It's not his baby.
That's what Amanda told me, too. I just wanted to say
that's what I thought.
Confirmation.
That's awesome.
And also about his job.
Mm-hmm.
Is he staying there at his job and getting a second job, or is he losing his first job?
He's not going to lose the first job, and I'm getting he is going to take on a second job. And it's going to be a little bit difficult for him to manage two jobs. But if he, really, really buckles down and just is, in his mind committed that he's going to do this for however long it takes to, produce the income that he needs or to do whatever it is that is the reason that he's taking on a second job. If he can just be committed to that, what his purpose is in taking on the second job, and it'll happen. But in the beginning, it's going to be, it's going to be a lot of work juggling two different jobs.
Okay. All right. Well, he'll be glad to hear that because he really needs to get financially straightened out.
Mm-hmm.
So he's got himself in a pickle.
Right. But I see him taking on this second job, and it's just going to be, a lot of responsibility juggling two different positions, two different jobs. But he'll do fine. Getting that he actually is a very very committed individual, and that he's going to do okay.
Oh, good, good. So pleased to hear that. So, and then my oldest son, is he going to divorce?
I'm sorry, is he going to go through a divorce? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm getting he is.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It just hurts me. It just breaks my heart, Marcia. It just breaks my heart.
I'm sure. But, He and his wife, his soon-to-be ex-wife, they can, they can commit to having it work amicably, the divorce work amicably for the sake. Do they have children?
Yes, they have two.
Yeah, for the sake of the children. And it is possible.
Oh, good. At least the kids won't be... they'll know him and they'll be around him, So
right.
Even though she lives in New York and he lives here with us.
Oh, so he won't, where do the kids live, with her or with
yeah.
you?
Yeah, for now.
Oh, okay.
They
live with her for now.
I wish that he would get them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's going to happen. So.
Yeah, no, I'm getting, the judge is not going to be, he's not going to be amenable to your son getting them.
Right, darn. You know how that goes, darn, but,
yes.
But we got some good news today, though, ladies. My daughter signs her house, the papers on her house. She's got the keys in her hands.
Oh, great. Congratulations.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
She's so excited, guys. She is so excited. She is finally going to be in her home.
That's great. That's great. How are you doing? Yeah. Are you feeling, I know that the last time you went for testing that you got good news.
Yes, it's all stable. And
good.
I go again October 16th because my cancer marker went up, so he wanted to do another CT scan in 2 months instead of 3 months to make sure it's okay.
Okay, we're going to be sending positive energy to you and just be positive that it's going to come out, you know, that it's down, the marker's down.
Oh, yeah, that and the cancer is still stable or gone. That would even be...
Exactly.
There you go.
That would be even better to hear it's gone, you know. But even if it's, you know, just scar tissue and it stays right where it's at, you know. But I would really prefer it to be gone.
I will hold that intention for you and with you. And the more minds you can to align with that, you know, there's a lot of power in it. So
And I'll do that
to
too.
Support
we'll
that.
Both hold that.
And I know I'm usually healing from Amanda, so you know I'll go for one of those too. You know, maybe a couple of them before the CT. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
I mean,
and we'll hold the intention, and we'll encourage the listeners to do the same too. And we'll just all hold that intention.
Yes. Well, you guys have a blessed day, and we'll talk soon.
All right.
Thank
you. Okay, thank
you,
guys. Thank you, Marcia.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bye, Marilyn.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for being my guest, Marcia. We'll do it again real soon. It was a pleasure having you.
I'd love to. Thank you.
All right. Talk
Take
to you
care.
Soon.
All right.
Blessings,
bye-bye.
Everybody. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Marcia Shulman. You can find her on Facebook, Marcia Shulman, or also you can email her at marcia.shulman@gmail.com. Thank you. Have a blessed day, everybody.
Back to the years I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags someone gave us, and how my mama took the rags too. There were rags of many colors. Every piece was small, and I didn't have the coat, and it was wet down in the fall. Mama sewed the rags together, sewing every piece with love. She made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel's dead. Wrapped good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed me with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. Mama made for me. toe.